Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Nicholas.
It says, it looks like LSAC will allow test takers to purchase score preview for any administration, not just their first attempt. Does this change anything? My initial thought is no, since schools only care about your highest score, as I've learned via the LSAT Demon Daily podcast. So a cancel would likely be considered the same as a lower score? But perhaps I'm misunderstanding how admission officers' incentives might change. Curious to hear your guys' thoughts. We just talked about this on the Thinking LSAT podcast, but I guess I didn't really think about the incentives from the admissions officer's perspective. I mean, I think what they're going to see is just more cancellations, would be my guess.
They're going to see more cancellations, but at the end of the day, the question remains, one, how's this score going to affect our ranking? And two, are you going to be able to compete in our law school? Are you going to be able to succeed? And those things are considered or determined by your highest LSAT score. So their incentives don't seem to change in my mind.
Especially how it affects their rankings. I mean, they are explicitly ranked only on the highest score for each member of the incoming class. That's what they have to report to the American Bar Association. And that's where U.S. News gets its data. And so when it weights the LSAT profile of the class, it's doing that based on the highest LSAT from each member of the incoming class. And so cancels and bad scores are the same.
Yep.
How does it change if they start seeing a bunch of cancels? Not at all. I don't know. If they're sensible at all, the only thing they care about is the high score on record.
Yep. So save yourself the $45 or the $75 if you get tempted into considering this after you've taken the test, and just don't buy it.
I can see people wasting their attempts more like cavalierly now because of score preview. You know, they're like
they feel more confident.
I'm not really ready, but I got score preview, so I'll just take it. And then, you know, if I don't get the score I want, then I'll just cancel. And it's like, okay, but your practice test scores aren't anywhere near a good score. You're not going to just get lucky. So all you're really doing is flushing a bunch of money down the toilet so that you can put a cancel on your record so that you can waste one of your three attempts per cycle or one of your five attempts across multiple cycles. And it's just like, okay, well, that was one chance you had at your best score, but you totally squandered it. And by the way, you paid extra for it so that you could get score preview so that you could then cancel your score. I mean, it's just not, the only thing it's going to do is lead to more cancellations.
And more retakes. Wow. LSAC's really got this benefit.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like a good investment. I have yet to hear a good argument for it. So I don't think this changes anything. It's just more opportunities for you to pay $45 or $75 extra dollars for your LSAT. I would recommend declining that option.
Yep. Thanks, Nicholas. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.